One of the newest members of the Edmonton Oilers was acquired at the draft. A defenseman in the NHL, Eric Greiba, joins us now. Eric, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, good guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
We appreciate it. So, how much did you know about Cassian before you guys became roommates in Ottawa?
Well, I knew he was somewhat of a tough guy, but I remember when he first walked into the locker room, I was like, "Jesus, this guy looks like a killer." And then I talked to him and realized he's, you know, softer in the warm summer's poop.
All right, we can start like that.
I like that. Cassian was telling us that you were much more advanced as a chef, especially with gaming food. What's your food of choice when you whip it up for your teammates for dinner?
Oh, usually gonna have some wild game. I'm gonna have guys over. I'll usually do duck breasts, wrap in a little bacon. Throw it on the barbecue with a little barbecue sauce and take some asparagus. Actually, my one of my favorite dishes is still one of the dishes Matt told or Cass told me.
I was going to say, I bet bacon, this is mine.
Bacon wrapped asparagus. Yeah, prosciutto wrapped asparagus.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Sauce. Oh, yeah.
I claim that one. I tell people that's mine.
That's okay.
My dish.
You're allowed.
Well, you could be very popular quickly in Edmonton because there's a lot of young kids who probably have no idea how to cook for the most part. You'll come into a locker room where you will be considered a wily veteran.
I keep hearing that reference, and every time it makes me laugh. like, oh, my God. Like, just, you know, I've played 160 games in the National League, and they're calling me a veteran already. I mean, there's not too many teams you get to say that.
How do you think you're going to fit in? Because you probably, I mean, your beard is definitely up for the best beard, at least in the Sens the past couple years. I know, like, I have a pretty good one, but yours is, you got a pretty epic beard when it gets going. Like, where are you going to slate yourself? Because there are so many young guys, like, you got to be in the top three on the team for beard coming in here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got kind of got that old man beard. I think I'll immediately gain more respect in the locker room just because of the beard.
Will you show up at training camp wearing your beard?
Oh, I never leave home without it.
Really? So you're a full-time beard guy all day, every day?
I think
day.
I've seen him once, maybe once without it.
Full-time beard guy. The last time I shaved was, oh, geez, it's been over a year. And I was in a slump, and I was convinced that it was the beard's fault.
That was like 2 years, because I was there with you. I remember
that. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, no offense, but I'm looking at your stats. You went 75 games and didn't score a goal last year. So are you still in a slump, or did shaving the beard put you in more of a slump?
Some guys are born to score goals, and some guys were born to block shots with their teeth.
Yeah.
I think we know which one that one is.
But seriously, looking at, you know, prior to that, you know, you're averaging two goals a season playing in fewer games. So you must feel like you're ready for a bounce back year offensively.
Yeah, I think it's about time I tucked a few more. I mean, a few bad bounces this year, a few crossbars, a few posts. I'll blame it on our forwards. They weren't really getting in front of the net enough.
I'm sure Chris Neal tried to steal anything, you know, said he tipped a couple that you shot too.
Yeah, that happened. I had about three actually this year that the announcers originally called my goal or as my goal, and then it supposedly hit someone's phantom stick and stuff in front of the net, and all of a sudden I just get an apple.
Yeah, it's that Turris guy. Either Neal or Turris, one of the two.
Yeah, exactly.
Eric Greiba joins. Erica, were you expecting a trade? Did it catch you off guard?
Yeah, I really was not expecting a trade. I called my agent before the draft. Asked him, you know, any rumors, think I'm going to get moved? I haven't heard anything. Ottawa says they're happy with you. You know, thank you. You know, be pretty safe, but at the same time, they traded Gretzky, so you never know. And sure enough, and then Saturday morning of the draft, rolled out of bed, was about to turn a pot of coffee on, and saw my agent was calling me, and I was like, uh-oh, I just got dealt.
And when you heard it was to Edmonton, what was your initial reaction?
I was happy. I was really happy, because I know there's such a young team. You get Connor McDavid, new coaching staff, you know, new GM, you know, guys are making a lot of moves, good young group of guys. And closer to home for me. I'm from Saskatoon, so it was to hear that was I was really, really happy to hear that I was going to Edmonton. It was obviously sad to leave Ottawa, but at the same time, it's part of the job. And if I could go anywhere, Edmonton is definitely up there on the list for me.
Eric Greiba joins us, acquired on Saturday, day two of the NHL draft. Eric, you come in, you're a right shot defenseman. I think people look and say, okay, here's a guy who's, going to play in the defensive zone and kill penalties. Primarily what it is. The Oilers have been a team that struggled to limit goals. What's your strength do you find in your own zone as a defenseman?
Just playing big, playing physical, having a good stick, not giving anyone any free ice in front of the net or in the corners, making a good first breakout pass. I mean, if I can consistently do that night in and night out, I think I'll have another good season.
What have you, you've had parts of three seasons in the National Hockey League. What has been the biggest thing you feel you've improved on in your game?
I think consistency is finally finding its way into my game. First year and a half, 2 years, it's, as a young guy, you start to, maybe get out of your game a little bit and get away from what makes you successful. Maybe trying to do too much, especially me trying to do too much of the puck. That's never a good thing. And I think I'm just finally, starting to find my game where, I know what makes me successful and I have to do it night in and night out.
Eric Greiba joins us. Outside of hockey, you started Capital Waterfowl in your new company. How's that going?
Going good. It's selling duck and goose calls all across Canada right now. We're in a bunch of Canadian Tires, and we're expanding into more and more, and lots of mom and pop shops. And it's exciting. It's a Canadian-made product by Canadian hunters, and hunting's a passion of mine. So it just kind of made sense to get into the industry.
Have you applied to CBC yet to see if you can do a duck dynasty thing, except a Canadian goose dynasty thing?
No, we haven't really gone that far. Duck dynasty is kind of they grab the market with that one, and I really have no. I'm on TV enough. I'm good with not being on TV any more than I already am.
Now, have you mastered the goose call yourself?
I'm consistently getting better and better. When we started, I was pretty good, and now, tuning all the calls and getting everything ready, and you learn more and more. And yeah, I'd say I'm getting up there.
Okay, so I need you. Can you do a goose? Are there different types of goose calls?
Basically, there's different materials. You have your pricey materials and your a little bit cheaper materials, and they all, for the most part, make goose sounds.
So. No, but there's different types of actual, if you're trying to attract, do you attract male goose or female goose differently with the type of call that you use?
No, there's actually, they make 13 different sounds or 13 different notes. It's like a musical instrument. Literally, you're talking to them in their language, and they can only make 13 notes. And as long as you know all the notes or most of them, and you can kind of sequence them all together, you should be all right.
So could you make goose calls without... the actual goose, can you just do it right now with your hands in your mouth and make a goose call?
No, I wish. and I'm actually happy no one can do that, or else I'd be out of business.
Fair enough.
Where'd you come up with the idea?
Just some hunting buddies that I met in Ottawa. They came to me and asked, they had an idea if I wanted to jump on board and start this company with them. And yeah, we started about 14, 15 months ago, and kind of built it from scratch, and it's kind of blown up here, and it's been exciting.
Have you got out to do any hunting this summer?
No, not really. No season in the summer. I do a lot of fishing. I was just fishing up north in northern Saskatchewan this weekend, catching some big walleye and big pike. So I usually fish in the summers and hunt in the fall.
Eric Greiba joins us, newest member of the Edmonton Oilers. Eric, you talked about just playing big in your own zone. The Oilers aren't an overly big team. They're not an overly aggressive team. They got a lot of young skill guys. And, the way the game is played today, Todd McClellan talked about team toughness and everything like that. Are you a guy who's, happy, willing, and able to come to the defense of his smaller teammates who've been taken advantage of, which is something that's happened in Edmonton the last few years?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's definitely not my primary role, but I do feel that I can, come in and drop the mitts when it's necessary or needed to either stick up for teammates or whatever it may be. So usually pretty I'm comfortable enough when it comes to chucking the gloves.
the game has definitely changed. You know, Matt sitting here, and you know, a few years ago was a guy who was in the league, and you know, he's talked about it before that it's, you know, that last summer they kind of got rid of a lot of guys who were fighters first, and then so guys like yourself, Eric, who are able to do it. Do you find there's more of an onus to do it now because there's not you know, guys are on the team who are there to do it?
Yes and no. I mean, they're definitely, because there are less, you know, the enforcer-type players kind of in the league now, it kind of falls on to other guys because it's still a part, you know, a prominent part of the game, and you need it to, you know, for guys to police, you know, police each other out there. So it's, no, I mean, it definitely is. There is more onus on guys that, you know, like me that are bigger and can fight to step up once in a while.
You're from Western Canada. What's your plans on when you're going to come into Edmonton?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I'll be in probably end of August. I got to find a place there and going to get everything moved from Ottawa and all that stuff. I have two freezers of wild game sitting in Ottawa right now that I got to somehow find a way to get out. Stuff that my girlfriend and I, Kate, have hunted over the last year. So I'm not letting that stay there. So I got to find a way to bring that out.
Got to get like a portable freezer?
Well, I have two freezers, but they... There's really no way. I think the only way you can do it is cargo shipping with like Air Canada or something in a freezer.
Okay. Wow. Well, nice. Be so, rather. What is it that you guys hunted? So what's in your freezer right now?
We have deer, which is venison, ducks, duck meat, full ducks, wild boar, goose, turkey, caribou, and then somebody sent me some caribou and some moose. Yeah, a bunch of sausage, you know, goose sausage and stuff like that. So.
What's your favorite?
Oh, geez. I like moose steaks or, full duck, a full mallard to roast that up in the oven. Those would probably be my two favorite.
Okay. Nice. Guys like to eat, so something tells me it'll be very easy. You walk into the locker room with a freezer full of, for a game for your teammates, you might be the most popular guy in the room the first week.
Yeah, exactly. Be that and the beard. They'll think I live in a mountain.
Well, they don't call you Big Earl for nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your nickname, Big Earl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, that's a unique nickname, but very different than most NHL hockey nicknames. It just doesn't end with a Y onto your name. So, Big Earl. All right. That's actually not bad. Who gave you that nickname, do you know?
Mike McKenna, goaltender when I was playing with Binghamton. Gave it to me. He took a. Remember the movie Starsky and Hutch?
Oh yes.
Yeah, you know Will Ferrell and that. Well, he dropped when Will Ferrell's in the jail with his, with his hairnet on and on the phone or whatever behind the glass. He took that picture and cropped my face into Will Ferrell, and just kind of put my name in it. And instead of Big Earl, it was Eric Greiba as Big Earl. And it just kind of stuck. And then I kind of ran with it because I could have a way worse nickname than that. So might as well go with this one.
Yeah, he even has, well, at least in Ottawa, I don't know if you still get it, but he gets that printed on his sticks instead of Griba.
Yeah, those are still on my sticks.
Yeah.
It says Big Earl on your sticks. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So then people will know if they have a legit Griba stick because it says Big Earl on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you a guy, you joked earlier how some guys are built to score goals and other guys are built to block shots with their face. Are you a guy then who works on his stick at all?
A little bit. Yeah, not a whole lot. I tape them up and that's about it. it's kind of like spending a lot of time on your axe. You know, as long as the blade's sharp. Other than that, just it's good. You're just kind of chopping wood out there.
Eric, we really appreciate talking to you. Before we let you go, how was Cassian as a roommate?
He was good. Played a lot of video games. Actually, we both did at the time. Cooked a lot of good meals. So, actually, no, Matt was one of the better roommates I've had, for sure.
Who was better at video games?
He was.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was given. Yeah. He was, by the way, he was giving himself the tube, the double thumb
the double
point
thumbs
at
himself
when I asked that question. Like it was obvious.
He
that
improved.
He was a better
though.
Gamer.
I forced him to play, and he improved. He got pretty good by the end of our little stay together.
What did you guys play? Like, what were your games of choice?
I think we played Call of Duty a lot.
Oh, all right. I can honestly say I've never played that game once.
Yeah, and then I grew up and I haven't played video games in 3 years. So.
I have a kid now. I haven't played video games in a while either.
Well, Eric, welcome to enjoy the rest of your offseason. We'll see you in Edmonton in about a month and a half.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.